Welcome to the English Conversation Club podcast by Business English with Christina, the greatest global community for improving your fluency in English, networking internationally, and having fun talking about today's hot topics. We hold one-hour conversations on Zoom 7 times a week, Monday to Friday. Want to join the conversation? Get a 40% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code ECC40. Members love the club, so join us. The link is in the notes for this episode. Now, let's dive into this week's topic, people who are good at small talk. Hi, everyone. Christina here, and I have a very exciting topic today. It's all about small talk, which is really a topic that I love. Not that I like small talk in and of itself. I feel like a lot of us don't like small talk, but I know that it is very useful, very powerful, and it doesn't have to be boring conversations just about the weather. Now, a little heads up, I am flying solo in this episode. I know that you're very excited because we are bringing back the conversational episodes. I'll be honest, this is a little peek behind the scenes. We're using a new tool for the recording and for organizing the podcast. And I think there was just a little glitch on our side with organization. I was supposed to be recording this with another Conversation Club leader, but I think we just had a little bit of a mix-up or miscommunication. That happens. I mean, even in our business, you know, we're far from perfect. So you will be having the conversational episodes coming back soon, but for this one, it's going to be just me. But like I said, it's a topic that I, I've created a course on this. It's a topic I talk about very often over on LinkedIn, and it is something that I have a lot of firsthand experience just practicing because I go out and I do a lot of trade fairs and meeting people, conferences, networks, et cetera, et cetera. So the first thing about small talk, you know, a lot of people say they don't like small talk because they think that it is shallow, it's superficial, it's uninteresting, that they're just talking about the weather or trying to find out if the other person is useful for them. And basically, it's just kind of a bad feeling around small talk in general. But small talk really is just, I would say, the entry. You know, it's like you're just trying to open the door to an interesting conversation with another person, and then also perhaps open the door to very interesting opportunities that you never know. You know, you just never know what's going to happen in a small talk conversation. It could lead to something very interesting, very great. It could just be a nice little bit of chit chat. Anyway, you know, if you are going into an event, let's say a conference, a trade fair, or somewhere where you maybe don't know a lot of people, one, I guess, hesitation that stops people from making small talk is that they say I don't know what to say. I don't have anything interesting to share. I don't know anybody. I can't just go and talk to somebody that I don't know. Well, you know, actually you can, because to be honest, I think everybody feels that way. I feel that way when I go into an event and I just say, you know what, I'm going to go and I'm going to start talking to someone. And all you have to do is break the ice, because like I said, they're probably waiting for someone to come and talk to them. And you can be that person, be the person that saves the other person from being alone at the event. So just go up to them and say something like, are you having a nice time? Or is this your first time at this event? Or, you know, I like your purse, or I like your shoes, something like that. The idea really is just to break the ice. It's not to start a conversation about their shoes, but just to establish contact so that you can talk to that person about them, really. And that's often a good way to get the other person interested, but also for you to learn about the other person and see, like I said, is there maybe a potential business opportunity there or not? You can ask questions about the other person. You know, it, again, if it's a business context, it's a good, you know, a good starter for a conversation to just ask, you know, what do you do? What brought you to this event? What talks or what presentations have you seen that are interesting? You can talk about that event and get to learn, you know, get to know what they do. And you can just simply ask, you know, what do you do? What do you do for a living? And that's okay. I know in some cultures, that's not always the first question you might ask to a stranger. But again, if you're in a business context, well, of course, you're going to talk about work at some point. And also be prepared to talk about you. Because if you're asking the other person about them, at some point, the conversation will probably come back to, and you, what do you do? So it's always good to have like a very short summary of what you do. Personally, when I go to someone and I ask, what do you do? And they start telling me like a 5-minute presentation of everything they do in their business. First thing, I just want to like give them a business card and be like, hey, let's work on your small talk skills. But I don't, of course, save that to the end of the conversation. But I feel like, wow, this person really could use some help on how to talk very briefly about what they do so that your conversation really becomes like a ping pong match, meaning you ask a question, the other person answers, you ask another question, the other person answers, maybe they ask a question about you, you answer, they ask a question, you answer, and you really want to try to share the talking time fairly, I would say. So it's always a good idea to know how to introduce yourself, maybe to think about a project that you are working on at the moment so that you can talk about that. Also to, again, have your origin story. How did you get to the job that you are today, or how did you start your business, so that you can also tell them that story? You basically want to go into a conversation with some things to say about you and your work, because that is very often something that you will talk about in the beginning of a small talk conversation. And then also, like I said, it's very important to be sure that you share the time of talking. So I often say ask, you know, if the other person is asking you questions, you know, let them ask maybe 2 or 3 questions, and then you would like to turn the questions back to them so that you show interest in them. And as for, you know, making small talk, and sometimes we feel shy or we say, oh, you know, I'm introverted. I don't like small talk. I'll be honest, I am a very introverted person. And what I mean by that is that I recharge my batteries and I get more energy by spending time alone. Spending time with lots of people, I enjoy it, but it makes me tired and I need to have some alone time to recharge. So even if you feel like you are an introvert, you can go out and make small talk and break the ice and start these conversations. But of course, you want to be sure to take the time afterwards to have a break and recharge your batteries. And one final tip that I can give is, this is something I do when I go out to conferences or trade fairs. After making conversation with a person and ending the conversation, if it's interesting for you to follow up on them, to connect with them on LinkedIn, or, you know, maybe they're a potential client or a potential business contact, but not right now, it's too early. Go away, have a little quiet time somewhere, and just make a note to yourself on your phone or in a little notebook to contact them later. Write a note about what you talked about, why they were interesting for you, and why you want to contact them. And this way, after the event, after you've met lots of people and you can't remember who you met, you have all those notes to help you to really make the most of that time that you spent networking and making small talk. And it's not just a waste of time talking about the weather, for example. All right, so there you have it. Some tips on making small talk, even if you're an introvert. And of course, if you're in the English Conversation Club, you are already very good at making conversation, I believe. But if not, come and join us and we will improve that skill. Thank you for listening. But if you want to do more than just listen and you want to become confident speaking English, become a member of the English Conversation Club. You get 40% off your first month with the code ECC40. And the link to join us is in the notes. This is Christina from Business English with Christina, and I will talk to you soon.